The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Why? Good things happen to the shine.
I don't know if anybody's still with me. I was unfortunately delayed again today. We're speaking this week about why unpleasant things happen to tzaddikim, and then the next stage, the Chavos of Love is talking about how is it that sometimes you have rishoyim that everything goes so well for them. The Nova even talked about it. It looks like the Rosh, everything is working out for him. What's important to know is that only good from good, good comes from good, and not good comes not good. And if a person is not going the ways of Hashem, even when Hashem is giving him something good, it's really not for his benefit. If a person wants and only cherishes Olam Hazeh, that's the only thing that's important to him, and doesn't care about Olam Haba, so Hashem says, if that's what you want, you get everything in Olam Haza. So sometimes this Rosh did a certain mitzvah, he gets his chai in this world, which is it's a tragedy. He loses out eternal goodness for temporary pleasure. I sometimes tell people, who's the richest person? Let's say a person has $1 trillion. But if you think of it, how many years does he have $1 trillion for? How long is he going to live? 80 years, 100 years, let's say 100 years. By the time he makes it, he's already halfway there. So he's going to have for 50 years. Let's say he has 100 years. So you have $1 trillion for 100 years.
Kol HaLashon.
A person gives one pruta to tzedakah. And that's the schus of that remains for eternity. Because every mitzvah we do, even if it's a small mitzvah, it remains for eternity. So for one penny for eternity is a lot much more, many, many times more, infinitely more than $1 trillion for a few years. So we are the most wealthiest people in the world because we have the seichel of taking the money we have and converting it into eternal goods. But a person who, for whatever reason, Hashem gave him a lot of money, doesn't use it properly, it's the exact opposite. He had that opportunity to invest it in ruchnis and he kept it for himself and it didn't remain with him. It remained with him for a few years and that was the end. So, we should be zoicha mi'ez Hashem to always realize that never to be despoiled from the fact that you see somebody, oh, look how successful he is. I wish I would be like one. Who knows? Don't wish to be like anybody. Be happy with what we have, and what we have, use in the best possible fashion. I was ran out the second I finished, again by Bris today, and it was a little bit, they had to wait for the grandfather, it was a big tzaddik. He was in Russia for many years. I'll call upon him. I can't say put him about this family, but it's also a family that went through a lot of challenges. And Baruch Hashem, they have a lot of nachas now. They stayed steadfast with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched over them. He should watch over all of us, every situation. It's Hashem. We'll be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll be with us. No other emes are good. Because not Hashem says the things that Erechon Peir Seim is it is possible to have good in this world and the world to come. Things I tell you, Mil Fasodim, Pidov Aim, all these things. Hashem is Eichet to both. Have a wonderful life in this world and the world to come also.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.